I was mentioning a little bit earlier that Emily Sinkhorn forwarded me an email that that Scott Grayson sent about a meeting that's happening today with the North Coast Railroad Authority. It's at 10:30 this morning at the Humboldt County Chamber. This is where the the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meets. But interesting and rather disturbing information. Scott, thanks for taking the time to talk with me. I appreciate it.
Hi, Cliff. Good morning.
Good morning. So, apparently, and this is information that's not available on the NCRA's website.
It is now. I just checked. I'm glad I checked. Yesterday it wasn't, but now it is.
But now it is. So, being talked about today, the North Coast Railroad Authority essentially, well, why don't you explain it? This is a rather interesting thing. They've agreed to rails with trails some time ago. There was, of course, a push for a long time for just rails to trails, but they want rails with trails and the possibilities to keep their tracks there and the possibility of someday maybe bring trains back. But it was all agreed upon a long time ago that north of Willits was pretty much off the table. But at this point, there seems to be a question to that, right?
Well, I think it's a little more complicated than that, Cliff. Sorry to contradict you.
Please.
But there are a couple things going on here. One is the question of rails and trails. Another is just what the heck is the North Coast Railroad Authority actually doing?
Mm-hmm.
And the document we're talking about here is item F1 on their packet for today, and it is a resolution stating intentions for resumption of service north of Willits. And basically it says the NCRA wants to reopen the line north of Willits. It says here the NCRA intends to open as much of the railroad north of Willits at the earliest possible time. And it's basically saying we're open to, it means to say rails with trails. It says rails with rails proposals on the Eel River block or the Humboldt block, which means up here around Humboldt Bay. That are consistent with this rails with trails policy that NCRA has. Mm-hmm. And first point is, last time I was on the radio with you, we were talking about both the Supreme Court case that Friends of the Eel River, my organization, just won,
mm-hmm.
Holding the NCRA accountable for not following the California Environmental Quality Act and refusing to deal with the implications of reopening the line north of Willits. But the other thing was a hearing before the California Transportation Commission, the state agency that holds the ultimate reins on spending by agencies like the NCRA, a state agency, which doesn't have much money but is subject to state control.
Right.
And the CTC said to the NCRA, basically, we're worried that you are basically parting out this public asset, the railroad. You're selling off bits and pieces of it. We don't see you having a viable business plan for the future. And at that meeting, Doug Bosco, who's the general counsel for NWPCO and co-owner of the Northwest Pacific Company, the contractor that actually runs the railroad, and also the creditor to whom the NCRA owes a lot of money,
right,
told the CTC, we have no plans to run the railroad north of Willits at this time. And you can sort of understand why they'd say that. It's not consistent with other things they said. But here they are saying the exact opposite. And with this twist about trails. Now,
that twist about trails, with looking at your email, is very disturbing. The takeaway is that it looks like perhaps that the NCRA is trying to get the public to pay for rail reconstruction under the guise of trail building.
Well, that's one way to read it, and that's the prime way I read it. You know, mm-hmm. The NCRA has failed entirely to get any funding to rebuild the line north of Covelo. I'm losing my words, but it's it's not just north of Willits. It's mm-hmm. actually a fair bit south of there. It's another town that starts with the sea. It'll come to me as soon as I hang up. But the point is that they basically made this decision, you know, in the last decade. I don't remember the date, where they said in response to folks like you who are saying, we have a public asset, this rail line mm-hmm. between Arcata and Eureka, that we ought to be able to use as a trail. Their response to that was, fine, you can use it as a trail, but only if you rebuild the rail also. And that meant that we had to pay an extra $25 million and take an extra something like 4 or 5 years to get this project done between Arcata and Eureka. If we'd just done rail banking and converted the rail right-of-way to a trail, it would have been $25 million cheaper. It would have been done a lot sooner. We'd have the trail now. And by extension, the problem with this proposal from the perspective of trail advocates is it sort of proposes an offer that isn't actually feasible. Who's going to rebuild a railroad so they can have a trail? I think this is a false offer. It's a hollow opening. But I'm not sure, actually.
So Scott, clarify this for me. Because the current rail with trail that it was agreed upon, where we're getting the Humboldt Bay Trail built right now as we speak. I was under the
agreed upon. It's a policy they made.
Right.
The NCRA board made that policy. The rest of the world didn't say anything about it.
But, I was under the impression that it was essentially the trail could be built alongside the existing rail line, but I did not know. I was unaware of the fact that, in addition to that, the public had to also rebuild the rail line along that. Is that the case?
The rail line was decayed to the point of total failure.
Well, you can see under it.
It didn't exist.
You can look under it. There's a part where there's about 10 feet of open space under the tracks.
Right. And so, you know, the deal was basically you want a trail, fine. You gotta want it really bad because you're going to have to put up stuff that you don't need for your trail. You're going to have to put up railroad bridges. You're going to have to put up, rebuild the infrastructure for a railroad. And, you know, that's a policy that would make a certain amount of sense if you're in a place where the railroad's actually getting used and you also have this public need for a trail. That doesn't seem to be the case around Humboldt Bay. It certainly doesn't seem to be the case, on the northern end of this line that we all own. So the first question is, why do we still have this stupid rails with trails policy and not an actual rail banking policy?
Right.
But the second question is, what is the NCRA trying to do by asserting that they intend to open the railroad north of Willits in this way that is obviously not going to happen?
So, I mean, the weird part is that even if you completely rebuild the rail line around Humboldt Bay, it's a rail line to nowhere because it cannot connect it can't go south through the Eel River Canyon. That's been pretty much already determined pretty much impossible. The last ticket I saw was a price tag of about $500 million.
Or multiple billions.
Or multiple billions.
Depends on who you ask. But, it's a lot of money to restore that line to the point where it could safely carry freight rail. The bigger problem is that it's then a lot more money to keep it open.
Right, and that always has been the case since it was built.
Right, and there is no substantial demand for freight rail on this northern end. There's not very much demand on the southern end.
So taking this to its logical conclusion, this would mean that if we wanted to put a trail south through the Eel River Canyon, that we would have to rebuild the rail line through the Eel River Canyon too. Is that what you're saying?
That's what this document appears to convey. Yeah, is an intention by the North Coast Railroad Authority, which is our agency. not only do we own it, but the people who run it are either county supervisors or they're appointed by the county supervisors from Humboldt and Mendocino and Sonoma and Marin counties. So these guys are saying the only way the public will ever use that right-of-way is if we first pay to rebuild a railroad there.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, that's how it strikes me, but, you know.
So I guess
always understand why they're doing things.
The main reason I wanted to get you on the air this morning is, first of all, to bring this to people's attention because no one knew about it until just this morning. This was posted on the NCRA website, and let's face it, people don't go there regularly just to, for light reading.
It's buried in the packet under, you know, the meeting for today. So, on their meetings page. So it's item F1 on the packet if people want to look at it.
So it's our job to be noisy about it and let people know. The other thing is to let people know that there is a public meeting today at 10:30. This is where the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meet. NCRA meets there as well. It is taking place at 10:30. And I know 10:30 is a tough time. A lot of people have lives. A lot of people work. But if people can be there, this is open to public comment. I suggest you do.
And remember, it's the courthouse, and you have to go through the metal detectors.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. So give yourself some extra time. Scott, you going to be there?
I'll be there. I'm not going to be speaking.
Okay.
We're in active litigation, so I'm going to be taking notes.
Okay. Sounds good. But assuming that folks listening are not in active litigation, if you could be at the courthouse and be part of this and let it be known that this is kind of ridiculous, holding the public hostage to have a trail system to rebuild the rail line. That's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I understand keeping their right of way and building alongside it. That's one thing. Okay, you want the ability to bring it back someday? Okay, that's fine. But
Rail banking's for.
That's what rail banking. But having us rebuild it all from scratch, which they can't even do, which is not even possible, with the best price tag of $500 million to like $2 billion, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Cliff. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott, for bringing this to my attention, and thanks for bringing it to our listeners' attention as well.
All right.
All right, Scott Grayson, Friends of the Eel River. I really do appreciate that. All right, we've got to let our sponsors say a few words, and hopefully folks can get out to the courthouse and make your voices known.